are you doing?
We're good. Why are you out there watching the band? What are you doing in here?
Okay, usual thing. First question, please. Anybody? Are we done already? Okay, Stefan.
Hi guys, long time no see.
Oh, that was it.
Let me, why don't you tell me about the vocal thing you do on Stay With Me, because it's fucking fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And I've read the line, read how you recorded it, that Joe kind of envy you for doing it.
And how was it your choice to do that song, because it's my favorite song in the album?
That one was actually kicking around a few years before. We actually changed the drums on it and brought it into up to date with the rest of the songs on the record. But Joe suggested I do the vocal because he said your voice sounds like Rod Stewart anyway. So that's what that really has come about.
Next question, please. Anybody?
Here.
It's me again, as always. Have you had any reactions from the bands you stole the songs from?
Actually, we haven't, not really. A little bit.
David Bowie sent an email to Joe. Bowie sent an email to Joe about Driver on Saturday, saying that sounded crap.
No, he
actually really liked it. Yeah, I can't remember the word he used to describe it, but it was a favorable response.
It's a very artsy word,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. You know,
that we couldn't understand anyway. So perhaps it did mean crap.
Yeah.
Okay, next question here.
Hello, my name is Boss Fleming. I'm trying to rechristen a Finnish broadcasting company the best I can.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
The next album, I see their poster is going to be called.
Yeah. And I learned that it features cover songs. So what made you think of doing a cover album?
Joe Elliott's been wanting to do it for 20 years. And every 5 years he says, let's do this covers album, kind of like David Bowie's pin-ups. And we finished the last tour. We was actually talking about, doing these songs. And we just done it really quickly, actually. I think Vivian actually finished our part in about 6 weeks. It's the first time ever, I think, we've had an album completely finished before it was the time. Usually everyone's chasing this guy, when's this record going to be ready? So that was just a very easy thing. The only thing was, we wanted to make it not like a regular cover album. We didn't want to do the obvious things. We didn't want to do Beatles, Stones, Zeppelin or Queen. We wanted to make it just different and our own version, and we really done it for us, and it wasn't for the fans or the record company. It was a purely selfish reason for doing it, really. But we really enjoyed it.
Okay, next question over here.
If someone were to make a cover of one of your songs, which artist would you prefer to do that, except Mariah Carey?
There's been a few, but we get them sometimes. We got a brass band was doing Pour Some Sugar on Me. It was like, so yeah. No, anything's a compliment. You know, if someone covers your song, even if they do a really crappy version or something, it's still a great compliment, I think.
How come you decided to play a festival when you're earlier said you're not that happy to play at festivals?
Who said that? We love playing festivals.
I read it on your website.
Who said that?
Joe said it.
Oh, you say I'm not Joe.
We're not Joe.
He knew you were going to ask that. Yeah, but we don't all have the same football team either. We don't all live in the same house either. But no, I don't know. I love playing festivals. I can't speak for these two guys. Hey, what are you doing? Joey Laffey done that. How are you? I know. Okay. Hang on. Did you hear Don't Believe a Word? Our version. Yeah. Well, what do you think? They just asked us if anyone was good at.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Thank you.
The solo, I don't know. Because I didn't know what I did on the first solo anyway. So.
Well, Viv's
that.
Just yeah. Like you've done it.
Oh, you rotter.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Good to hear you.
Rick, what was your thoughts when you get the truck over your arm? What did you think when it fell over your arm?
Oh, you know what? I wasn't at that point. I wasn't even there. I went into what they call survival mode. There was no thought whatsoever. Like I say, I think all of us, you know, when we go through something so traumatic, we go into what they call survival mode. And there's no thought. There's absolutely no thought whatsoever. The only thing that your body does is just make sure you survive. So, you know, it was more after the fact that I started thinking, you know, I wasn't necessarily going to do this again. But, you know, just with the help of, you know, my family, the guys in the band, and just letters from every part of the world, it really helped me tap into the human spirit, which is the strongest thing I know.
We have a question from Croatia here. Hang on.
Hi guys, nice to see you and greetings from Croatia. Just a question, is there any similarity between Retroactive album and Atmosphere and this one? Because you sort of touched cover songs on that album too.
I guess so, but we didn't really consider that. Retroactive was very much a bits and pieces album, and this album we had a very clear concept of what we were doing. You know, with Retroactive, some of the stuff was just left over from different sessions and stuff. So now this one was very different, actually. I think, you know, we went in there, we knew exactly what we was going to do, and especially what we wasn't going to do as well. So that's a different thing, I think.
I think there's a real common thread that runs through all the songs. You know, it's a very cohesive sort of sounding record. It sounds like it was all recorded on the same day, you know. So.
No, because maybe when we done some of the songs, like the Mick Ronson song, but I think just in general they were so spread out over such a period of time. I mean, some of the stuff was left over from Hysteria, and some of the B-sides and that, so it was really hard to actually pinpoint it as a concept for one album. Okay, next question from Peter here, thanks.
Hello. You had so much success through the years, what do you think there is left to achieve for you?
It's only relevant to your latest album. It's very fickle, you know, it can disappear as quick as it came, you know, so, you know, I'm just grateful, and we all are, that we're still together and still have an audience and people still like to see us. So I think that's the most important thing. I mean, we're going out on tour this summer in the States with Journey, and ticket sales were unbelievable. If someone had told me that 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed them, you know. So it's just amazing. It's great, and we're just doing what we love to do, so it's perfect. Next question, please, Daniel.
I have to ask the obvious question. Are you coming to a concert in Sweden? Because right now I have to go to England to see you.
Right, we are. The reason being, we haven't been here Europe for so long. We just changed our management. Lots of things have changed, and this is a reintroduction to Europe. And we just done Italy the other day for the first time in 10 years, I think. So, yeah, sorry we haven't been here, but, you know, hopefully we're going to be coming a lot more, and doing festivals is our first kind of attempt coming back to Europe.
The truth is, the English record company have not supported us one bit, and it's very difficult for us to afford to tour without the record company support. And that's not taking anything away from local record companies. Local record companies have been great, but where, you know, the company we're actually signed to in England, they don't support us one bit.
I think that's why the 10 album didn't do as well as it should have.
That's exactly why.
Okay, so it's a great album, you know. Actually, some of it recorded in Sweden as well.
Yeah, it was
one song that was...
Why did you involve other songwriters?
Well, I know Andreas Carlton. I knew him before, and he said, I've got a great song for you guys that you wrote with Max Martin. And we heard it, and we thought, this is great. So we said, well, we'd like you to produce it as well. We just want to try something a little different. So that was the reason we came over.
Okay, the new album is here, but it's cover songs. When can we expect a proper Def Leppard album, excuse the expression, but when you start writing new songs?
We started already, actually. We've got on my laptop, that's back at the hotel, actually we've got a couple of songs, Savas, Joaz, I am. We're just actually going to start, not recording them, but kind of working them while we're on this tour, so that when we come off, instead of sitting in the studio scratching our heads, we actually can go straight in and say, okay, we're going to record these five songs straight away. So it's going to it'll be a lot quicker, I think. I think we're speeding the whole process up, and I think even being influenced by the Yeah album, because it did go so fast. You know, we've done our guitars pretty much live together, just sitting there, and it just something we hadn't done for so long. So it was, very cool.
Okay, hello again. Actually, I have two questions. The first one is a trivia question, and I'm going to continue from that. But okay, what does five bands have in common? I name them: The Beatles, Van Halen, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and Def Leppard.
They write great songs.
Diamond
album. Our man at the back. So we sold 10 million albums, or twice in America.
Yeah.
There you go. So Hysteria and Pyromania.
Yeah. So very, very surprised and astonished back in 1983, but Pyromania was the first breakthrough album in America, and you were just kind of worried if your concerts on the radio advertised there, and then every 20 minutes the photograph was played there, tuned up into the other channel. Then the same thing goes on forever, and then just like there was no recording music before that.
Sorry, before the Pyromania album?
Yeah, in general.
I didn't quite understand the question there, though, sorry.
Like, it was played so frequently.
Yeah.
There would have been no bands before, because the Americans, when they try, when they're really hyping up something and boosting, it's every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
A new band here, so we're kind of astonished because
we couldn't believe it. I mean, because while we were on tour, it literally was on. You change the station, it'd be on another station. It was incredible. We actually couldn't believe it was really happening to us. It was amazing. Yeah.
Question from Italy. Hi, I'm Daniele from Italy. I have a question for Vivian. I recently read some interviews where you were not exactly kind in the regards of the bands that you played in before joining the Leppard. Is there so anything that you regret about your past career?
No, I did actually go on record about saying some things about Ronnie Dio that I do regret, because it was wrong for me to say those things in public. You know, I probably shouldn't have said personal things about Ronnie. I do feel those things, but it was wrong to say to the public. Dio was a great band, the first lineup, and I do harbor some ill feelings because, you know, the music didn't matter ultimately to Ronnie. The business was more important. So, but that's, you know, that was a long time ago, and I do not wish to dwell upon it. I have no problem with Whitesnake. I enjoyed my time with Whitesnake. I actually just saw David Coverdale in Milan last week for the first time in 17 years. And we give each other a hug, and it was very nice to see him. He looks great, he sounds great, the band is terrific. Doug Aldrich playing guitar, who's world-class, incredible guitar player. No, I have no regrets. I mean, perhaps, you know, if I had one regret of my career in music, it was maybe that Sweet Savage, my first band, didn't get any success. You know, because I think if we had got our foot on the ladder, maybe we would still be together. You know, and I certainly have no regrets playing with Def Leppard, other than the fact that they suck. You know, and without me, they'd be useless.
Okay, two last questions from the people in front here. Hello, guys. I'm a huge and avid Sweet fan, and you've done Hellraiser and Action. Which is the next Sweet album you're going to do?
I think we're done now. I think that's it, really. The reason we didn't do an Alice Cooper song on this is we've already done, like, a Lefty. And the same with Queen. We couldn't really do a Queen song. So if you get two songs out of us, I think that's enough for now. I also think we've probably done enough covers. I think it's time to kind of move on. It was great experience doing a covers album, especially the way that we did it. But, yeah, we're gonna that's it for now.
Hello. On your tour, do you think you come to Denmark also?
Have to be next time.
I hope so.
We're staying in Denmark, actually. We stayed there last night. It was wonderful in Copenhagen. It was lovely. But, yeah, next time to play.
Okay, thanks a lot for this press conference, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Good job. Watch your suck light on.